Goodbye, Mr. Langsford by Michael D. Purvis. Introduction. Our story begins. It was in the fall of the year, and Michael Langsford was traveling down the brick street of his childhood. But he was no longer a child. As he drove in his sedan, windows down, feeling the crisp, clear air, and observing the sunlit street, he felt suddenly transported into his past, though he knew he was in his present. About him, he saw the trees of his childhood, dressed in their colorful autumn raiment, hanging over the street which had been his paper route as a boy. They made a cathedral-like ceiling, through which he could just spy the azure blue sky and wispy clouds of this autumn day. For a moment, it seemed that he was not 40 years old, but rather 10 again, and in this moment, he was not driving his comfortable forest green Buick, but riding as he had done 30 years ago, his candy apple red Schwinn 10-speed bicycle. As Michael Langsford drives, looks about him, caught between his past and his present, he remarks, "Ground, earth, land. Yes, this is significant ground for me." And he realizes this land was where he had come from. It was not a vague, misty landscape like that of his dreams. Our protagonist does indeed notice that his past and his present seem to be merging, and then poses an important question. He in his present, in his now, was so different. And yet, was he not so much the same? Michael thinks of the old writer T.S. Eliot, "I end where I begin," he whispers, thinking of the poet, quoting him to no one in particular, only to himself. He feels somehow he knows something of what the poet meant. Our main character stands in awe of the magic of this day and wonders about its cause. How amazing was this merger of time? What could be causing it, he thought. Michael asks himself, and the reader too, if this merger of time might not be a law of the universe, a part of the matrix of time. This is a crucial question. Yet more importantly, this magical day is posing for both protagonist and reader not just questions about the nature of time, but also our experience of it and our relationship to the self, the world, those in the world, the past, and the future. Come and drink from this inspiring little book. See if it does not instigate many questions, and perhaps as well, help you to find some of your own answers. Answers about your individual and unique relationship to yourself, your world, your past, present, and future. Enjoy, the author.